Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane. We're in the heart of the American redoubt, and that means patriot-held territory, and the communists don't like it, but that's all right. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there, and welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Yes.
Where we have just job security from now till, well, till the end of time, right?
Right. Oh, boy. Yeah, exactly. Literally.
Yep.
Till the end of time. You know, yesterday when we opened up the show, I mentioned God-fearing, liberty-loving, unregulated militia, patriots. Well, that was actually taken from an article that came out in the Idaho Statesman, just melting down about how the greater Idaho, you know, it's Oregon, trying to merge with Idaho, and then the American redoubt. And they quoted these God-fearing, liberty-loving, unregulated militia types that are ruining the inland Pacific Northwest. Actually, they got it wrong. It's not an unregulated militia. It's actually a regulated militia, which does not mean it's riddled with regulations, like have the life choked out of it. It means you train regularly. You're organized and you train regularly. That's what a well-regulated militia means. You have a chain of command.
Right.
So anyway, that's interesting article there, one of many where they lament how conservative and right-wing and extreme the American redoubt is.
Oh, I know. We're all the majority of the normal people are for the Northwest.
Exactly. Normal is extreme now. And you know what? If they don't like it, they can just pack their bags and go back to where they came from.
Exactly.
It's really simple. Or they can go to, how about Brazil under Lula now, under a communist regime?
Well, that's right. And you know, it's kind of interesting because as you've heard Marjorie Taylor Greene talk about just getting a national divorce, you know,
yeah,
and saying that, you know, like this article here in the Epoch Times says, more divided than ever, time for national divorce, question mark. I have to say, absolutely not, because that's kind of like watching all of the leftists do the pie theory, where you take the whole pie and you just slam it against the wall as hard as you can, and whatever sticks, you keep it, right?
Right.
Well, that's exactly what that whole national divorce thing will do for them. That's giving the communists half of our nation in just a basic, flat out, you know, point where you give up and you just say, oh, here, just take half our nation. Absolutely not. We have a constitution made of laws. Our founding fathers gave us this awesome constitution that says, guess what? Communism is illegal in this nation. You can't have a single square inch of this land, let alone half of it, through some kind of a national divorce. You don't get half the pie that you just threw against the wall.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. However, sometimes the enemy overruns some of your positions, and that's when, all throughout history, they had a fallback, defendable position to regroup, to defend, and they called it a redoubt.
Well, that's true, but
and so sometimes you have to fall back, you have to strengthen, and then you hold what you've got so they don't take that, and then you go on a campaign to liberate those areas that the enemy has overran. There's no question about it.
I have to say that we're not even close to that position. That's what happens in a very, very heated battle when your adversaries absolutely can overtake you without a shadow of a doubt because they out-weapon you, right? We're not even close to that position yet.
Like California.
And so while we are still, we haven't even started exchanging fire yet. So we don't want to retreat and give them a square inch until there is anything like fire exchange. You don't give up anything. You don't give up a single square inch.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of folks in California threatening to have their children taken away from them or fined or jailed because of these laws.
And truly, we haven't even started to fight. I mean, that's the whole issue is we seem to be lulled into this option of waiting till 2024, but you know, honestly, we won't have a nation by 2024. In fact, we'll be lucky to have one by the end of this year.
We don't have one now.
Right.
We don't. America is not America any longer. It's only America in name.
That's right.
But they're absolutely disregarding the Constitution, the rule of law, and you've got this globalist leftist agenda just doing whatever they want. And so what you have is historically called balkanization.
Right.
And that is what really this is about. This is like the, you know, you have to strengthen the conservative strongholds, strengthen them. Absolutely. Well, then we can recapture and liberate other territory.
Just, you know, like I said, you have to wait till that breaking point even happens where you're absolutely forced, where you've been fighting, and now in this short instance you're suddenly outpowered with their weapons. We're not even close to that. And so as it is, people still have a strong voice. It's just a matter of the fact that we're facing a heavily funded opposition through foreigners and through treason. Through treasonous support and payments through people like George Soros and Bill Gates and
China
and so, you know, if everybody in every state would basically just stand up and enforce their ability to call out illegal congressmen and illegal senators in their state and just actually file their criminal charges with the local sheriff. Every one of us is capable of doing that. And especially when the crimes that they have committed, making them criminals, by the way, criminals must be prosecuted. And we'll never do anything if we don't take the criminals to task and actually press charges against them and say, look, you violated your oath of office. You refused to investigate foreign interference into our 2020 election. And 100 congressmen actually stood up and pointed it out. So there was no doubt that they felt it had better be investigated. And all of the rest of them voted to go against the law. That's as illegal as it gets.
Yes, it is.
And those are simple charges that people can charge each one of those people with in every state in this United States, and it costs you nothing.
Well, in a lot of these places, in Illinois, California, Massachusetts, and many, many others, you're relying on a district attorney who is a leftist activist who was put in there by Soros with Soros money.
Right, right.
And so they pat you on the head and say, that's really nice and that's really cute.
But you keep pushing. You don't ever stop pushing when you know that you've got the truth and they're criminals.
Yep.
You never stop pushing when you know they're criminals. Because like as we're seeing, the people that are in the GOP House right now, they haven't stopped pushing. And now look at what has happened. The criminals that are trying to drag this country down, now they are being charged. In fact, we've got a fantastic development here that says that, oh, guess what? Lo and behold, the Manhattan grand jury is now set to take a break for the whole month of April.
Yes, for a month.
That's called facing the criminals down and checking them.
That's called kicking the can down the road because they know they don't have a case and the whole thing is coming apart.
They're just hoping people will forget about it in a month's time and never look back.
Right. Well, hopefully they don't. Hopefully they pursue disbarring and even criminally
charging
that district
Brags.
Attorney for
yep.
for misconduct.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And so we can't ever take the defeatist position before we even start the battle. You never take that position. You, especially when you've got the truth, you stand up and represent the truth of God like, well, as if you had God behind you, right?
Imagine that.
And
huh?
And that's when you're swinging the battle axe, the proverbial battle axe, so to speak. And you don't even need to pick up a weapon when you're doing that, because there's a statement that says that one man standing with the truth, meaning standing with God, can defeat a million people with lies.
Well, there's no question about that.
Yep.
We've seen that time and again. So, I'll tell you what, that's a good segue for us to go into the word of the day.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's okay, so obviously, random turning, because that's the way this thing works.
Right.
The random turning for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from Romans chapter 16, verses 17 through 20, which reads under the title, Avoid Divisive People. Now I urge you, avoid divisive persons. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Amen.
That's it. Tell me if that's not the greatest and most appropriate scripture for today. And in reference to verse 19, where it says, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. That just means, in like it says in the Bible notes here, that Christians should not try to become experts about all the details of evil deeds. Boy, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because that is like any time I've ever tried to investigate the pedophiles, I have to stop because it's so revolting to me. And it's the things that I don't want to know anything about that.
Yes,
and,
I know.
And so it's, and plus it makes me want to just attack those people, you know, basically drop everything I'm doing and just go find them and attack them. That's what it makes me want to do, because pedophiles are horrific
individuals. They're targeting children.
Yes.
I mean, the most vulnerable members of our society we should be able to protect
right.
without any issues whatsoever. And now they are demonizing those who would stand against, pedophiles
yep.
or any of the other dysphorias that are out there and illnesses.
Right.
And, you know, speaking of Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's taken it to the FBI demanding that they treat that shooting, you know, with the transgender as a hate crime.
Yep.
You know, as it should be,
yep.
you know, that it's the truth. You got to go with what is true. And I absolutely agree. I mean, and most people feel the same way that you just described about people targeting our children sexually, you know, pedophiles.
Right. And I was just glad to hear Senator Cruz, whom I don't typically appreciate because he's a rhino, but Senator Cruz yesterday in that clip that you found where he describes to Mayorkas that he should resign because he's allowing the rape of children.
Right.
And so I'm really glad that he actually said those exact words, because that's exactly what is happening with an open border.
Yes.
And so, but you know, and back to the word of the day with Romans chapter 16, verse 20 is especially comforting to know that it says, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly.
Nice.
That is true.
I'm looking and, so forward to that.
No kidding. And that word crush, in the word wealth, the Hebrew word for crush is soon tribo, and it means to trample upon, break in pieces, shatter, bruise, grind down, smash. This statement in verse 20 alludes to Genesis 3:15, which describes our victory is a continuation of Christ's victory when he bruised the head of the serpent at Calvary.
Yes.
And so when we, you know, the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet shortly.
Yep.
That is a fantastic bottom line for today.
It is, especially when it seems like the enemy, the adversary, those who hate Christianity and, you know, our founding principles, the things that makes us America, that, you know, they keep seeming to gain ground, and they just, it seems like they're prevailing, but only temporarily.
Only temporarily.
Yeah.
And these people that are causing the division, they're doing it intentionally. That is a communist's MO.
Right.
I mean, that is specifically what they do, and their primary initial tactic, other than lying, right? Their first tactic is lying. Their second tactic is to divide and throw some kind of race baiting issue out there and start the division through race, through then anything else that they can cause tons and tons of division for.
Yeah, anything they can foment discontent, you know, to get people rousted up to fight against some purported injustice.
Right.
You know, and it leads to division.
Yep.
It's exactly what their intentions are.
That's just great that scripture says, you know, I urge you, brethren, note those who cause those divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine of which you learned, and avoid them.
Yes.
That is such great advice. These whole four verses are just spot on for today. I love it. Yeah,
absolutely love it. All right. Well, good deal. And that was, once again, that's Romans
chapter 16, verses 17 through 20.
What a great one, Romans. Okay, good. I got it down there. All right, guys. Hey, if you have not heard of the Shroud of Turin, it is absolutely phenomenal. And Lady Liberty and I, we've talked about this in the past, and we've watched, you know, multiple presentations and videos on this. But there is a presentation that's going to be going on for those of you in the Coeur d'Alene, Spokane area north, just a little bit north. It will be in Newport. This Saturday, there's going to be a presentation on the Shroud of Turin. It's a presentation by Pastor Larry and their listeners presenting scientific, historical, and biblical evidence supporting the authenticity as a gift for faith and as the Father's witness concerning his Son and the truthfulness of the gospel. This is absolutely mind-blowing, and you can learn more about it at theincredibleshroud.com. And it is the shroud that Christ was buried with. Right. And the scientific evidence of this is mind-blowing. And what a blessing. And so if you want to check that out, that's going to be from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. in Newport. And that will be at the United Church of Christ. And that's on 3rd Street in Newport. To go check that out, the Shroud of Turin. And go to the website, theincredibleshroud.com. We'll post that on the Telegram channel as well. And we'll try to mention it tomorrow morning as well before we go into the weekend.
That's right. That guy has got some phenomenal information. I just love everything that he has posted.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely.
Should be great.
It is just a blessing. What a treat. It's one of those extra biblical treats.
Yep.
You know, and just fascinating. So, okay, it'll strengthen your faith. Stick around. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be back, Patriots. Stay right there with segment two coming right up.
Lenin put it this way: it does not matter if three-quarters of mankind is destroyed. All that counts is that the last quarter is communist. Lenin spoke, communist world domination.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian patriots, you anachronistic deplorables. that we love so much.
That's right.
Thanks for being out there. This is segment two of the Morning Commute, and segment two is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's the podcast there at prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two, tons of thrashing to do.
Oh, definitely. Without a doubt. We've got, well, first of all, I wanted to point out, because this is time sensitive, this whole Trans Day of Vengeance thing is actually scheduled to happen on April 1st at 11 a.m. And they want to assemble at the Supreme Court of the United States at SCOTUS and says, wear a mask, bring a buddy. And so this Trans Day of Vengeance, Stop Trans Genocide, first of all, no, but this huge disinformation campaign that we talked about yesterday that the FBI started. They started this disinformation campaign, and now look what the trans people are doing.
That's right.
They are under the false information that people are out to kill them and get rid of them. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
In fact, it's quite the opposite. That false information has spurred them to start this weird killing spree.
They're calling for violence. Now, social media is now just getting bombarded on the internet with these transvestites taking videos and pictures of themselves with AR-15s and other weapons, saying this is the Transgender Day of Vengeance. We are going to defend ourselves. We need to attack. Now they're calling for the killing of Christians. And in response to this school shooting where this tranny went in there and killed three children and three adults, people in response, and of course you can see their little rainbow flag and the Ukrainian flag on their little IDs there. I hope it was Republicans that lost their lives. One good thing about gun violence is occasionally wipes out full Republican families in one fell swoop. I would like to thank congressional Republicans and the NRA. That's their attitude. And there's another one calling here for killing of Christians. These are going all over these transgender websites. I won't even use the term that they used here, but kill Christians, behead Christians, roundhouse kick a Christian into the concrete, slam dunk a Christian baby into the trash can, crucify filthy Christians, defecate in a Christian's food, and launch Christians into the sun. And these are the things that are going viral on these these sickos, transmitted, you know, their media. I mean, it's full. I've gotten so many of these sent to me. I'm just stop looking at them.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. It's the FBI disinformation putting out these skewed numbers about transgender people being targeted when the last, I don't know, four or five of these shootings, mass shootings, have all been transgender people or non-binary.
That's right. In fact, the Colorado Springs shooter was identified as non-binary. The Denver shooter identified as trans. The Aberdeen shooter identified as trans.
Yep.
The Nashville shooter identified as trans. And, you know, basically one thing is very clear. The modern trans movement is radicalizing activists into terrorists.
Exactly. That's the deep state, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the communist next campaign in this destruction of America is to now weaponize transgenders against specifically Christians, but even anything resembling traditional values, such as shooting families.
Right.
In parks or at the mall, when you see a family, kill them. I mean, that's their messaging. So, I mean, you know, now more than ever, and they want to disarm us. I don't think so.
That is just absolutely nuts. I mean, and just the fact that they're almost like in this frenzy, you know.
Yes, it's a demonic frenzy.
And watching some of their videos where they're actually encouraging each other to go out and, you know, like you're saying, do these violent acts,
right?
Because all of the conservative the conservative Christians and conservative radicals are trying to kill them. Nobody's after them.
Right.
If they, I mean, nobody at all is after them. The only reason these people are being shot is because they are, they're shooting people. The Colorado Springs shooter, are they mad that that person was shot? Well,
no.
They shouldn't have been a shooter shooting people in public. And the Denver shooter identified as trans, maybe that person wouldn't have gotten shot if they weren't out shooting people.
Well, the most outrageous and egregious thing that we've seen so far, and shame on the legacy media who stooped to new lows now that are demonstrating more ire, and they're more upset over people misgendering the shooter. And even the New York Times even apologized, essentially, for misgendering the shooter of that school.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
It is absolutely beyond comprehension. It is reprehensible. It's vile.
And I've got this statement here. It says, they've been grooming your children, and now they're shooting your children.
Right.
Seriously, when are we going to stop being afraid and start speaking out against this evil? At what point do you stop selling your soul to cave to this woke mob? Exactly.
Yeah.
On the worry of offending somebody. You know
right.
what? Look what happens when you don't do like the Bible says and rebuke those around you who are falling in sin, right?
Yes.
When they're stumbling, when they're falling, when the light is far from their path and they're stumbling around in the dark and you don't rebuke them and bring them back onto the right path, this is what happens. They become professional at being offended and then
they
just
become
escalates.
Terrorists.
Yes, exactly. It escalates.
Yeah, literally. And, you know, once again, there are darker forces behind this. And it is really geared toward destroying America, especially the West in particular, but specifically the United States, by targeting, and they've been saying they're going to do this for decades, targeting the morality of America, because they identified that as our strength. And that was the linchpin. That's what they've been going after. And
that's right.
With quite effectiveness. So stay strong, Patriots. Be the remnant.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian Patriots out there.